Today I'm just here to teach us, myself included. So there's the excitement, or maybe dread, of going into a fast that we might all feel at some point. Today I'm here to share the greatest tool that you can use when you pray. Amen. Who wants God to speak to them? Who wants to hear God's voice? We all do. Who wants to continually have conversations with God every day? Wow, the back row are like hands and feet are out. That's so good. Who wants God to tell them mysteries? Who wants God to tell them what shares to invest in the share market? And who wants God to tell them the right time to pull your to sell? Who wants God to tell them the right property to buy? Who wants God to tell them how to take care of the body so that you're not sick? You know, God wants that more than what you and I do. You know, in John 16, verse 7, it reads, this is when Jesus is about to leave, and he says, it is better that I go. This is Jesus who performed miracles. Jesus who healed the sick. Jesus who raised the dead. Says, it is to your advantage that I go. For if I do not go, the helper will not come. Imagine that. Jesus did things that we're still benefiting from all these thousands of years later. Yet he spoke out of his mouth and he says, it is better, it is to your advantage that he goes. Why did he say that? Why would Jesus say it is better? If we read down John 16 verse 12, it says, I have many things to say to you, but I cannot say them to you. If Jesus had stayed in that time, he wouldn't have been here to tell us the mysteries of this generation that we need to hear. And in verse 13, it says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said he would take of mine and declare it to you. Amen. So those mysteries that we want to hear, the Holy Spirit, the person, he's not an it, he is a person of the Godhead. He is ready to speak those mysteries to you. And it says in the word that he never leaves you. So when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, we received a gift of God from God. And that gift is speaking in tongues. And in this house, speaking in tongues is something we do publicly and proudly because it is a commandment from the word of God. Amen. So if you're a believer, God's power is available to you at any time. The title of my message today is The Power of Speaking in Tongues. So the divine strategy, whatever you want to call it, the divine answer to your problem is found in speaking in tongues. And when we speak in tongues, what we're actually doing is we are speaking the perfect will of God. You're speaking the perfect will of God. For example, sometimes I just feel down and just discouraged, and I'll go and I'll speak in tongues. And by the time I leave that session, I'm feeling joy. I'm feeling happy. But I haven't done anything more besides just being in that fellowship with God. In 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2, it reads, for if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you'll be talking only to God. Since people won't be able to understand you, you will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will all be mysterious. You know, the enemy, what he has done or tried to do, he has tried to deceive the church. Some of the things we hear are, tongues are of the past. Tongues ended with the apostles. But if you read Romans, if you read Acts, there's so many instances where you hear that the believers were constantly filled with the Holy Spirit. They were baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then what comes after that? Miracles, signs, wonders, expansion of the church. Another lie he has tried to deceive us with is, it's only for the select few. It's only for the pastors. It's only for the holier than thou's. That is a lie of the enemy. It says he shall pour his spirit on all flesh. All flesh. We are all flesh. So if you're breathing and walking, you have the ability to speak in tongues. Romans 8, verse 27 and 28. It reads, now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called to his purpose. How many of us have said that verse or heard that verse? I've claimed it when things are not working. I'm like, God, it says in your word, all things will work for the good of me. But before that, the verse just before that, it talks about the Spirit of God and how he makes intercession for us, the saints. So praying in tongues is a divine strategy. So if you're feeling whatever problem you're carrying, praying in tongues is the answer. And what happens is, after you pray in tongues, then sit and then ask God and say, God, what have I just been praying? Ask him and begin to write it down. Begin to write down what God is saying to you. Like I said, the devil has tried to deceive us. The devil has tried to deceive us. So praying in tongues is a now strategy that we are supposed to exercise now, and it should be part of our daily habit. You don't have to wait for Sunday to pray in tongues. Pray in tongues in the car, pray in tongues in the shower, pray in tongues when you're doing dishes, pray in tongues when you're running, whatever you're doing, just pray in tongues. Because when we are praying, we remove our own filter. Because when we're praying in tongues, it's our spirit through the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit through our spirit praying straight to our Father. Amen. So there's no tainting, there's no unbelief, there's no doubt in between. It is like a perfect and clear communication line to the Father. Amen. I'm just going to share some benefits of speaking in tongues. The first one, it edifies. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4, it says, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. Edifies in the dictionary means to bring instruction. Bring instruction. How many of us right now could use instruction, some instruction, in a situation? Pray in tongues and then ask God for the interpretation of what you're praying for. Like I said, when I'm feeling down sometimes, instead of going to some self-help thing, I'll just sit in a chair and just start praying in tongues. And God will lift whatever it is. Sometimes I don't even know what it is. And sometimes he'll tell me, you're feeling like this because of this. And then I'll make it right. When I started spending time intentionally praying in tongues, a lot of things began to happen in my life. Things I didn't even know were in me started to arise. Not good things, bad things. Bad things. Or like I'll just start to lose my temper. I'm like, God, I thought I was saved and holy. He's like, oh yeah, that was in you. But because you are praying in tongues, I'm filtering that stuff out of you. So if you're struggling with anger, if you're struggling with lying, begin praying in tongues and let God uproot that out of you. Amen. The second benefit, when we pray in tongues, we're praying the perfect will of God. Do you want to know why you were created? Do you want to know what your assignment is in 2019, 2020, 2050? Do you want to know what your assignment is in your workplace, in your school? Do you want to know what your assignment is as a mother, as a father, as a child? Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues and God will reveal it to you. Do you want to know what your passions are? You know, we get frustrated when we're not walking the walk we're supposed to walk, when we're not walking the destiny that God wants us to walk. So if there's frustration in your life, pray in tongues and God will begin to speak to you. So what happens is when we pray in tongues, right? Like I said, we're praying the perfect will of God. And as we pray that perfect will of God, as we continue to renew our minds to him, those words begin to transfer back into our minds. You know, when God speaks, do you know how when God speaks to you, it sounds like your voice, but it's not your voice. It's got an accent. It's got a twang to it. It's got that sounds like me, but it's not. I'll give you an example. You go into prayer, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling ugly and just filthy, and you're praying, and the thoughts of you're beautiful, I love you no matter what. That does not make sense, because what I'm feeling is not right. But God begins to speak. It begins to transfer into our minds. It begins to transfer into our minds. So if we pray in tongues more, God will continually speak to us. I'm going to get us to read 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 to 16. It's amazing. This is what we were singing this morning. Verse 9, it reads, if you have a chance, I encourage you to read the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians. Verse 9 reads, that is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. How many of us have stopped? I used to stop at that verse, and God's like, no, 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 keep reading, keep reading. When I would read that word, I would think, oh, like there's things that God's going to show, but I'll never see those things. And God's like, no, 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 keep reading, keep reading. Verse 10, but it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. Okay, so there's things that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined. Those things are reserved for you and I. And how do we get those things? The Spirit of God reveals them to us. Verse 10, but it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truth. But people who aren't spiritual cannot receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. You and I have the mind of Christ. This is what the word says. And it says that the Spirit reveals all things. So if you need an answer in your life, the Holy Spirit can give you the right answer. It is possible to have the right answer all the time, as long as we keep that connection and that communication with the Holy Spirit. Another benefit of praying in tongues is God, he gives us godly wisdom against the devil's strategies. John 10:10 says that he has come to give us life and life in abundance. But the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So as we pray in tongues, we disarm the enemy. We disarm his strategies, his tactics, his ammunition. You know, some time ago, a friend of mine texted me saying someone that was really close to them was dying. And they're like, oh, you know, we've got a few hours. This person's got a few hours. We don't think they'll make it till the next day. And I went to pray. I went to pray in tongues. And then as I was praying, a thought came to me and said, rebuke that spirit of death. It's not their time to die yet. But the family had already agreed. And so now I had the decision to make, do I call my friend? Do I tell them this is what's... You know, I sat on it for a while. And the more I sat on it, the more I became uncomfortable. Anyway, I decided to do it. I was like, God, I'm just going to be obedient. And I said, look, this is what I'm sensing. God is saying it's not time yet. Rebuke the spirit of death. And being a good friend, she took the word and they began to speak against that spirit of death. That beloved person is still alive today. That beloved person is still alive today. And you know what? Talking more with this friend of mine, she began to say that about a month before or 3 months before, the doctors had said on this day, she'd been given 3 months. So the day that she started to go downhill was the 3 months to the date that she had received these words. But as soon as that family got together and they began to speak the word of God, they began to bind that spirit of death departed. And so that is the power you and I have. As we pray in tongues, He will give us the right strategies. He will give us the discernment to work out, okay, is this a God thing or this is a devil thing? And if it is a devil thing, He will give you the strategy to kick it out. Amen. So is there something in your life that you're like, this is not right. This is not natural. This is not normal. Either you're going in cycles over and over again. Or you pray, you give, and you're like, God, I'm doing everything right. But have you actually stopped to ask God and say, God, what is the root cause of this thing? Why am I going in circles? Why is this thing not going? Ask God. Pray in tongues. You know, praying in tongues clears our natural mind. Clears our natural minds. Like, now I know when Holy Spirit kicks in and I know it's not me. Something, I feel different. I'm like, okay, now I'm praying the perfect will of God. Some days it takes 2 minutes to get there. Some days it takes 3 hours to get there. Some days I just maybe never get there. But the more we practice the presence of God, the more we practice, it's a daily thing. Like the more we pray, the more we hear His voice. And even when you're walking, if we become so sensitive to His voice, even in a crowded mall, He will speak and say, I want you to go and pray for that man. And you'll be able to hear the voice of God because you know what the voice of God sounds like. You've trained yourself to hear the voice of God. Another benefit is brings revelation. As you, I love doing this, just grabbing my Bible, like that 1 Corinthians, oh man, I've just read it so many times. I'm like, oh my God, wow. Every time I read it. Because I'm reading it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. You can read the same verse, you can look at it and you're like, those are just words on a paper. But this is the word of God. And who knows God more than His Spirit? So as you read the Bible, be praying in tongues. Just say, praying in tongues. And God will speak to you. Doesn't matter what you pick, God will speak to you the word you need to hear from any passage of Scripture. Even those weird, crazy ones we don't want to hear, He will speak to you through those. And you look forward to it. Another benefit is we walk in the supernatural. Like us in Acts, it says when the Holy Spirit would come upon them, when the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they would just, like Peter's shadow, Peter is walking. And his shadow just falls on someone, past, like, I don't even know, does it fall? I don't know, goes over someone. And that person's healed. Like, his shadow was anointed. Those are signs, you know. This morning I was actually joking with Victoria. I was like, receive the double portion, and she was down. I'm like, oh, okay, I better stop touching people. You know, we begin to walk in the supernatural. A few years ago, Alice and I went to visit a friend of ours who had a baby. The baby was maybe about a week old then. And as soon as we walked into the house, we just sensed like, there's a spirit that's in this place that's not right. And this young Marge was a first-time mom. And she literally threw the baby to us. She's like, I don't know what to do with this baby. This baby is crying. This baby is not sleeping. This baby is not feeding. is just not right. And we said to her, look, because Alice and I looked at each other and we're like, let's just pray. It's like, can we pray? Can we anoint your house? Can we just pray? And she gave us permission to. Like when we walked into that house, we sensed there was an ungodly atmosphere in that place. So we came together, the three of us, we prayed and we declared that, Holy Spirit, this is your house. Every spirit that is not of God, you disappear, you go. She rang us the next morning. She's like, oh my goodness, for the first time, my baby slept and she slept. How did we know to do that? Because when you walk in the Holy Spirit, you walk in the supernatural, you are attentive to what's happening around you. So as soon as we walked in, you know, your spirit either agrees with the place or it doesn't agree with the place. So when we walked in, we're like, you just feel weird. You're like, okay, something's up in this place. And we prayed against that spirit. But that boldness comes when you continually spend time in the presence of God. Another benefit is things that are hidden in darkness are revealed. So if there's something you're struggling with, or it's something that cannot be explained by the natural facts, pray in tongues and say, God, what is the source of this? What is the root of this? How come there's strife in my family? When I look at my mom's side, there's just strife. Things, they just don't seem to click. What's happening? And God can reveal to you what is happening in that place. And the Holy Spirit will begin to bring understanding. Or maybe, you know, you have got a good job. Things are going well. But when you look at your finances, things are bad. You're like, God, I am making this much. I don't have a lot of expenses, but come to the end of the month, I'm in the negative. What is happening? Pray and ask God and say, God, show me, why is my money just falling through my pockets? Why do I have holes in my pockets? And God can reveal that to you. Or you could be experiencing a spiritual roadblock, you know, where you've just hit a wall. You're like, you can't go past this wall. And you know what the fasting we're doing? Is to break all those things. Is to break all those things. Amen? So it breaks the cycles of defeat, generational curses. As we yield to the Holy Spirit, He will guide us and He will show us how to break destructive patterns. Last year, I had a dream. And in my dream, I saw my great-great-grandmother on my father's side. She was standing in front of an altar, like a shrine. Just, I knew it was an altar. So there was just rocks and stuff. And she was talking to this man. And this man was very angry with her, saying, you know, you didn't meet your end of the bargain. You didn't, so I'm going to curse you. And this man spoke a curse over my grandmother. And he cursed. He's like, I curse you. I curse all the females born into your family. I curse them that they'll never amount to anything, that there will always be shame in their lives, and that they'll just be the poorest of the poor. Woke up from this dream. What do? I pray in tongues. I'm like, God, what is this all about? And he's like, call your mother. I was like, okay. That was the answer I got. So I rang my mom. I was like, Mom, did you know my great-great-grandmother on my dad's side? She's like, yeah, I did actually. I knew about her, and then she started telling me things about her. So apparently her husband had been a witch doctor. And so there was things that happened. I was like, oh, this is a dream I had. She's like, well, just pray and break it. So I was like, oh, good. So I prayed about it. I prayed over it and broke whatever the curse thing. And when I did that, things just hearing stories from my cousins, from, you know, people on my dad's side of the family, things just started to work. How did the Holy Spirit reveal that to me? In a dream. So let's pay attention to our dreams. Let's pay attention. I would never have guessed that. Never. I don't know about you, but I would never have guessed. So as we're praying in tongues, we're tearing down strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. So if there's a high thing in your life, if there's a voice, if there's an altar, if there's anything that's been raised against you that is not of God, we can pull it down. We have the authority to pull it down. You know, we are spirit beings with bodies and a soul. So first we're spirit, I know some of this stuff I'm talking about might be like, what? But we are spirit beings, whether we know or not. Things happen in the spirit first before they happen in the natural first. So as we are singing these declarations, as we are calling out these blessings to fall down, they're established in the heavens. And then what we need to do is just wait for them to manifest in the natural. But what happens at the same time, the enemy does things in the spirit as well. And there's no need to fear, because we are coming from a place of victory. God's already done what he needs to do, but there's things that still need to be destroyed that are in the spirit. Amen. As we pray in tongues, our minds are renewed. Romans 12 verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As we pray in tongues, our minds are renewed to the word. As we read the word of God, revelations come. We become unshakable in our faith. Like when you get like a holy anger, like when you hear, like when God reveals to you what the enemy is doing, you get this anger like, no, Satan, no, no, you will not take my kids. You will not take my marriage. You will not touch my finance. Instead of fearing and just pulling back and saying, oh, okay, that's what the devil is going to do, you get a boldness. You get a confidence, because it says we have the mind of Christ and we're seated in heavenly places with him. So we're already fighting from a place of victory and there's no need to fear, but we need to grow in our awareness of God, and we need to grow in our understanding of who God is. And my most favorite is when we pray in tongues, we have communion and fellowship with God, the Holy Spirit. Not for anything else, just to have, if ever you feel lonely, if ever you feel you're not connected, pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. Like I said, God will begin to just love on you. He will just begin to pour out his love on you. And you begin to pour out your love to him too. It's not one-sided. Like when we sing, you know, we're like, God, you're worthy, you're worthy. It says in the heavens right now, the angels are just saying, holy is the Lamb, holy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. And there's angels that are created to do that. And that's all they do. And every time, I don't know where I read it, it said every time they're like, wow, worthy is the Lamb, they see another side of him. Worthy is the Lamb, they see another aspect of him that they've never seen before. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 14, it says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So as we spend time in the presence of God, as we spend time praying in tongues, we begin to experience the tangible presence of God. You can feel it on your body. You can feel it. You begin to experience the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You know, that striving, that anger that you maybe have struggled with, the more time, like I said, things started to come out of me. I'm like, God, where were these things? It's like they were in there when I'm just sifting them out. And then I'll notice 2 weeks later, oh, that thing that used to press my buttons doesn't press my buttons anymore. I'm just looking at it like, oh, I don't even care about it. But what has God done? God has done a renewing. God has done a work in me. And you'll experience a love like you've never known. You'll experience a love like you've never known. If you do not know the Holy Spirit, he's a person that you need to know. He's a person you need to get to know. He's a person you need to talk to. He's a person you call in when things are good. He's the person you call in when things are bad. He's the person you call in when you're excited, when you just want to talk about things. So speaking in tongues is a powerful weapon that we have been given, which if we do not use it, we will miss the mark. If we do not use this tool, we will miss the mark. And we will pray amiss. What the Holy Spirit does is, imagine like a bullseye, and you're praying for your healing, and you pull it out, the bullseye is there, but I'm praying, I'm like, God, last time I just declared that by the stripes of Jesus I was healed. This is where I'm pointing, that direction. The Holy Spirit is like, no, that's not your target. Your target's here. I want you to start taking care of yourself. Does that make sense? So sometimes we rely on strategies, or we rely on head knowledge to get answers to what we're praying for. That answer of declaring is right, but it might not be the right answer for the thing I need to do now. So it could be actually, you're not taking care of your body. I want you to start to eat healthier. I want you to start exercising more. I'm like, oh, okay. Then I hit the bullseye. I can declare as much as I want. I can cast out as much as I want. But in that situation, I'm praying amiss. So if we do not pray in tongues, if we do not engage the power of the Holy Spirit, we will pray amiss. Sometimes you might get lucky. You might just fluke it. And yes, it is something that you need to declare. But why take a chance? Why take a chance when you can pray the perfect will of God? I'll just read the verse we read before. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. It says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Is there something you're hoping to see? Like we've been singing and declaring this morning. Is there something you're hoping to see? What is that ridiculous thing that you're even afraid to believe? Like when you look at your generational line, you look at it like there's divorce, 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 divorce. So maybe in your family, marriages that last are the thing that no eye has seen. Maybe it's sickness, maybe it's cancer. When you're looking at your life, what is it that has never been seen in your life? That even thinking about it, you're like, oh, I don't want to think. Like the word that came, that God, for someone, maybe for more of us, that there's an amount and God's like, double that. Does your faith go, ah? It's okay. As the Holy Spirit will build us up. He will build us up until we get there. And verse 10, it says, but it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. God has deep secrets for your life. God has deep secrets for my life. And what he has done, he hides it from the enemy. He hides it from the enemy so that he reveals it to us at the right time. Not too early, not too late, just at the right time. But we need to be at the right place at the right time for us to catch it. So if you think of Peter, when they had to pay their taxes, Jesus like, just go in and catch a fish, and inside the fish, there'll be money. So Peter went, caught a fish. The first fish he caught had money. Imagine if it was the 10th fish. The devil would have sniffed it out and just told all the fish to stay away. If he caught the first fish, and okay, nothing in there. Catch the second fish, nothing here. Third fish. If I was, the devil would be like, oh, what is he doing? Whatever he's doing, let's keep all the fish away. But we need to be at the right place at the right time, because God will reveal his deep secrets to us. But then it's up to us. Do we partner with him? Do we walk with him? Do we act in obedience? Like that story I told you, where I had to say to my friend, rebuke the spirit of death. I was fearful because the whole family had come together and they were ready to release her to God. But when I pray, God's like, it's not her time yet. I'm like, ugh. What if she then dies after I said, rebuke the spirit of death? That's okay, because I've been obedient. I've been obedient. Sometimes you'll be obedient and things might not go the way you planned, but that's okay. Just to go into this fast, as I was preparing this message, I was going a totally different direction, and I think about Wednesday, I was messaging Pastor Mirella. I'm like, Pastor Mirella, this is the direction I'm sensing. She's like, yep, go that direction. I'm like, God, but I have this other message that's amazing, and everyone will be so fired up. He's like, this is the message that you need to bring to the house, amen? And this is the message that will take us through the next 8 days, and this is the message that will take us through our lives, actually. You know, sometimes I sit in meetings that are quite confrontational. And as I'm sitting and people are going, I'm just praying in tongues. I'm like, Holy Spirit, what do I say? What do I say? What do I say? What do I say? And when it comes to me, sometimes I'll just say something and just the peace of God just goes into that meeting. It just goes into that meeting. So this is not a bedroom type of thing. This is a daily, you know, when he says continually pray, this is it. As you're just walking, just be praying in your mind. Just be praying in the spirit. So how do you speak in tongues? You get baptized in the Holy Spirit. So there's two types of baptism. Well, there's more, but the main ones. Baptism of water, which we do here in the full immersion of water. And then there's a baptism of tongues. When Jesus left in Acts, he says, wait for me and don't leave this place until the Holy Spirit comes. These disciples were baptized in water. They had walked with Jesus. They knew the formula of how to multiply bread and fish. They knew the formulas of how to put mud in people's eyes and see. They knew the technical side. They had the head knowledge on how to walk in signs, miracles, and wonders. But Jesus said to them, wait until the Holy Spirit comes on you. Then go out into all the world and preach the gospel. So if the disciples that walked with Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, we need him too. We need him too. So baptism of the Holy Spirit is a gift for everyone. And you receive it the same way you get born again. You receive it by faith. In Mark 11:23, it says, when you pray in your heart, believe that you receive it. Amen. So just the next few moments. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you need it now, I need it. And even if you have, it says in the word, be continually filled in the Holy Spirit. So if that's you, I invite you to raise your hand and we'll pray together. If you don't mind, I'll actually ask you to come forward. Like I said, we are a family. We are a family and we do life together. Come on, church. Let's encourage our family. Let's encourage our family as they come forward. As a mother, I have two kids. And something I constantly think about is the legacy I'll leave for my children. If there's two things I would leave my children, if I could only leave my children two things, one of them would be this, the ability to speak in tongues. The second thing would be how to hear the voice of God. With those two things, they can do anything. They can make all the money they want. They can marry the right person. They can do everything right because they are connected to God. So if I were to sum my life, two things that have changed my life, two things I know that are changing my generation, my legacy. One, speaking in tongues, so the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And two, how to hear the voice of God. Amen. Can I get prayer people, altar ministry? I'm just going to pray. And if everyone... So I'm going to say a prayer and then you repeat the prayer in your own words. And then at the end of it, just relax. Just open your mouth and just speak. Doesn't matter what's coming out of your mouth, just speak. If nothing is coming out straight away, just say Jesus. Just say Jesus, I desire this gift to speak in tongues. I'll just, can I get people to pray and anoint? But we're just going to pray together. So if everyone can repeat after me and say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I thank you that Jesus saved me.
I thank you that Jesus saved me.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I ask that you come upon me.
I ask that you come upon me.
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
baptize me now in the Holy Spirit.
Baptize me now in the Holy Spirit.
I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Right now,
right now,
by faith in your word,
by faith in your word,
may
the anointing,
the
glory,
and the power of God,
and the power of God,
come upon me,
come upon me,
and into my life right now,
into my life right now,
May I be empowered for service from this day forward. Everything I do, everything I touch, everywhere I set my foot on, will be stained by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for baptizing me in your Holy Spirit. Amen.